Interview number one. I'm Danny Fish and I'm doing Year 12 Australian History. This is my local history option and I have chosen to research the activities of the Berwick Council since its proclamation in 1973. I have stated that the Council's major task since 1973 has been to anticipate and support the needs of the municipality, and I have chosen to interview Mr. Bill Hudson. And I hope that this interview will provide me with a range of information to support this statement.
Can you just tell me a little bit about your involvement with the council and when you first became involved with it and why?
When it was decided to form the city of Berwick, there were a number of councillors who, the Berwick Riding Council, had an idea of purchasing all the land in Narre Warren, running into 1,000 acres or more, to form a development corporation in which the farmers would take shares and the council would be the developer through a separate body called the Berwick Development Corporation. Yeah. I thought the whole thing was economically completely impractical, yeah. And it caused a lot of controversy, and it inspired me to stand for council because I thought it was a project which would break the ratepayers.
Right.
As it turned out, I fortunately was right, because we had a recession in about 86, 85, and the values all fell again.
Right.
So that was what inspired me to stand for council, and also I've always been interested in the community.
Right. That's good. The first point was the attempts of the council to meet the challenges of the continuing population explosion of the district and the achievements of the council in this area. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Well, it was very obvious that the area was going ahead, because that was the reason why the city was formed, because the eastern end of the Shire of Berwick was going ahead, which is the City of Berwick area, and it was going ahead so much faster than the rest of the Shire. So that was the reason that they decided to form the City of Berwick. Yeah. And at the time, Endeavour Hills had started, and Endeavour Hills was an enormous project, and it was very obvious that we would have to have good planning or it would get into quite a mess.
Right. Okay, just what you were saying before about the planning, can you say a little more about that?
What I've written there?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of our first and most important jobs was to work out a road pattern.
Right.
And it was decided that the Heatherton Road had to be, in its future, had to be a two-lane, a dual carriageway, and also we had to have a dual carriageway north and south. And it was then decided that the Narre Warren North Cranbourne Road was to be the dual highway, so land had to be reserved to double the width of the existing road.
Right.
And that is on the road side. On the planning side, the problem then was to have open space. We, as a general rule in council, advocated breaks in the development so that it would be in cells. But the Board of Works and the government did not approve of this, because wherever they ran a sewage line or a water line or electric light power, they wanted to maximise the use of them. And so the idea of having cells with open spaces between was more or less abandoned.
Right. That's good. Point two was the preservation of the district's heritage by the means of the protection and restoration of the older built environment and the natural landscape. Could you just enlarge on that?
Well, This was an area where it was very difficult because it was, the area was a farming area, a dairy farming area particularly, with farms of around 100 acres and upwards. And of course they became uneconomical to hold as the values of the land rose and the rates and taxes rose with them. So people were persuaded to sell their land for development, and the council's job then was to try and preserve the environment as much as it was possible. And their idea was the residential areas would be surrounded with acre lots, and then outside those would be in larger areas up to a maximum of 50 acres for a residential, for a rural.
Could you say a little more about the council's efforts with the, for example, preserving the horizon?
Yes, the in a council planning they decided to preserve the ridge line so that there wouldn't be houses on the ridges that surround the district, and no houses are allowed on the ridge lines where their roofs protrude above the ridge line. This is to try and give them a more pleasant visual effect and allow for people to see the tops of the hills.
Right. 4.3 was the encouragement of the involvement of the local community in various issues by the means of the establishment of many consultative committees.
Well, that's an area where it is very essential to have committees for schools, kindergartens, sporting clubs, and things of those nature. Progress associations come and go. Also small pressure groups form, which have a one object and are usually very vocal and can get a lot of press and really don't do any good. They only cause a lot of trouble on the whole, but they come and go. But the community committees for the clubs and the libraries and that sort of thing are very important.
Right. Point four was regarding the formation of the two sister city relationship with Berwick upon Tweed and Springfield. What's your opinion on those?
Well, I have reservations on those from a cost point of view, because it is they are quite costly in entertaining people, and also officers and councillors participating in them, in going to the conferences and going to visit them. They are, from a PR point of view, they are very good, they get very good press, and they all sound very good. But whilst we have unmade roads and a great need for money to be spent on community efforts, I doubt their value.
Well, so you don't think that really, that's an effort of the council that doesn't really anticipate and support the needs of the municipality?
I think it's a benefit to very few.
Right. 4.5 is regarding a major bicentennial project of the county, which is the Wilson Botanic Park project. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the quarry, back a bit, the quarry was originally established to supply metal for the construction of the Gippsland Railway. And the railway line used to be come up to the highway opposite the quarry, and the metal used to be taken down in skips or little trucks on a cable, and the full one pulled the empty one up back up the hill into the quarry.
Right.
And they crossed over the highway, and there was an embankment on the other side of the highway where the trucks were backed under and the metal was tipped into them. The old railway track ran from there down to the railway station. But the quarry itself has enormous potential as a world-class gardens. It could rival the Borchardt Gardens in Vancouver Island, Canada, which are regarded as a world-class garden. Yeah. It's going to be very costly to develop and maintain, but I think in the long run it's going to be well worth it.
Right. Maybe you can say something about the Brecon, the historical homestead?
Well, Brecon is one of the earliest settled properties in the district. It was settled by the Webb family. I'm not sure whether they were the first, but they were pretty close to the first. And they had it for many, many years, and then it went into the hands of J.C. Lloyd Sr. And in 37 he died, and his nephew J.C. Lloyd Jr. Got the property and built the present house. It is a most beautiful property, well known for its garden. The property was approximately a square mile, bounded by Narrewong North Road, Tinks Road, Prospect Hill Road, and the highway. And it was a very beautiful property, and he used to run Aberdeen Angus cattle on it, and won a lot of prizes. But the property now is, I'm afraid, it's finished.
Right. Well, it covers the points that I wanted to cover. Very well.
Well, that helped you with your projects.
Certainly will. Just want to thank you very much for the time and trouble anyway.
Good.
In conclusion, it could be said that all areas have been covered very well. The attempts of the council to handle the population explosion of Berwick, the preservation of the district's heritage, the encouragement of the local community in various issues by the means of the establishment of many consultative committees, the formation of sister city relationships, and the major bicentennial project of the council, which was the Wilson Botanic Park, have received adequate explanation. Interview number 2. I'm Danny Fish, and I'm doing Year 12 Australian